By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া সাহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া সাহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ মাশাআল্লাহ আজ্জা ওয়া জাল ওয়েলকাম ব্যাক টু আওয়ার প্রোগ্রাম Rise and shine. Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, we've got a jam-packed program as always. Alhamdulillah, we've got the tilawat, we've got the kalam, we've got the reminder, the daily hadith, and many other things as well, inshallah, Azzawajal. But we always start with the recitation of the glorious Quran. And one of the benefits of starting with the recitation of the glorious Quran is that our day starts with a beautiful recitation and listening to the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, let them penetrate your heart, let them go into your heart. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be able to benefit from that as well. So hopefully inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we have the word of Allah Azza wa Jal penetrating our hearts, the better it will be inshallah Azza wa Jal. We are starting Suratul Mu'minun today. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Para number 18, we're going to be starting today. Verse number 1 to verse number 18. So inshallah, Azzawajal, a very beautiful chapter and starts with Suratul Mu'minun, the believers. So inshallah, without any hesitation, let's listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ
بے شک مراد کو پہنچے ایمان والے جو اپنی نماز میں گر گڑاتے ہیں
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ
اور وہ جو کسی بےہودہ بات کی طرف التفات نہیں کرتے
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ
اور وہ کہ زکات دینے کا کام کرتے ہیں
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ
اور وہ جو اپنی شرم گاہوں کی حفاظت کرتے ہیں
إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين
مگر اپنی بیویوں یا شرعی باندھیوں پر جو ان کے ہاتھ کی ملک ہیں کہ ان پر کوئی ملامت نہیں
فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون
تو جو ان دو کے سوا کچھ اور چاہے وہی حد سے بڑھنے والے ہیں
والذین هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون
اور وہ جو اپنی امانتوں اور اپنے عہد کی رعایت کرتے ہیں
والذین هم على صلواتهم يحافظون
اور وہ جو اپنی نمازوں کی نگہبانی کرتے ہیں
اولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون
یہی لوگ وارث ہیں کہ فردوس کی میراث پائیں گے وہ اس میں ہمیشہ رہیں گے
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن سُلَالَةٍ مِن طِين
اور بے شک ہم نے آدمی کو چنی ہوئی مٹی سے بنایا
ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ
پھر اسے پانی کی بوند کیا ایک مضبوط ٹھہراؤ میں.
ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما.
پھر ہم نے اس پانی کی بوند کو خون کی پھٹک کیا, پھر خون کی پھٹک کو گوشت کی بوٹی, پھر گوشت کی بوٹی کو ہڈیاں, پھر ان ہڈیوں پر گوشت پہنایا.
ثم انشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله احسن الخالقين.
پھر اسے اور صورت میں اٹھان دی تو بڑی برکت والا ہے, اللہ سب سے بہتر بنانے والا ہے.
ثم انکم بعد ذلك لمیتون.
پھر اس کے بعد تم ضرور مرنے والے ہو.
ثم انکم یوم القیامة تبعثون.
پھر تم سب قیامت کے دن اٹھائے جاؤ گے.
ولقد خلقنا فوقکم سبع طرائق وما کننا عن الخلق غافلین.
اور بے شک ہم نے تمہارے اوپر سات راہیں بنائیں اور ہم خلق سے بے خبر نہیں.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّا عَلَى ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ.
اور ہم نے آسمان سے پانی اتارا ایک اندازے پر, پھر اسے زمین میں ٹھہرایا, اور بے شک ہم اس کے لے جانے پر قادر ہیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, we were listening to سورۃ المؤمنون, the first 18 verses of this new سورۃ. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, it's the starting of para number 18. Remember, whenever, you know, we read the Quran, there's a few manners and etiquettes. And I've seen some people, sadly, maybe they brought up in that kind of an environment where, astaghfirullah, they'll be having their legs stretched towards the Qibla and the Quran will be on their legs. And, you know, it really hurts you when you see these kind of people. When you go up to them and you tell them off, you know, and they'll stare at you as if, you know, they're the ones that are right and what you're talking about. So please, you know, manners and etiquettes of the Quran are that when you do read the Quran, try to face towards the Qibla and be in wudu. And also, when you read the Quran, make sure that the Quran is on an elevated place, not on the floor, astaghfirullah. We give a lot of money for tuition to teach our children. What about yourself? Why are you forgetting yourself? Apne aap ki kya bhulne ho? And then we say, ye masla, I'm having this problem, I'm having that problem. The reason why we're having these problems maybe is because we're far away from the teachings of the Quran. When I don't even know how to read the Quran, what blessings am I going to get from the Quran when I don't even know how to read the Quran? So inshallah, azawajal, niyat karein, make the intention that inshallah, we will read the Quran every single day, inshallah. Let's have the kalam. And then after that, inshallah, azawajal, we'll come back to our topic today. And the topic, I'll tell you what it is later on, inshallah, after the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina saadi jaane, Madina saadi jaane, Madina saadi jaane, Madina saadi jaane. خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا, ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا, ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا. آقا اگر کرم سے
طیبہ مجھے بلاتے ہیں، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا۔
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مسیار ہوتا،
کس کو گر بلاتے بے قصوں کے آقا، وہ بے قصوں کے آقا، بے قص کو گر بلاتے، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑ کر خوار ہوتا، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑ کر خوار ہوتا۔ زمین ہوتی طیبہ میں گر میسر، دو گز زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا، ان کے قریب بستا، ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا۔ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا، اور میں غبار بن کر، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا۔ چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا۔
مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مسیار ہوتا،
سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا دل مضطرب کو لیکن دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ریسائٹڈ بائی خلیل بھائی, الحمد للہ عز و جل. اینڈ یو نو دا کلام ہی آلسو ریمائنڈز یو اینڈ ہی ٹیکس یو ٹو دا بیوٹیفل سٹیز آف مکہ اینڈ دا بیوٹیفل سٹیز آف مدینۃ المنورہ. اینڈ الحمد للہ عز و جل, یو سین دا بیوٹی آف دیز کلامز, دیٹ دیر آر سو مینی ادر ویژولز in the kalam as well. You get the visuals of Makkah, Medina, the pious people, Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah. It makes the kalam even more exciting as well. Dear my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you just joined us, then yes, alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful morning and you are watching our program Rise and Shine. The topic that we have today is about following desires and following, you know, the nafs and, you know, the other things as well. And there's a very beautiful story that Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that one night I was busy engaged in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I could not find sukoon. I could not find that in my ibadat, and I was quite worried as to what is the problem. Whenever I read the Quran, I couldn't find any sukoon in there. Then I was offering my nawafil, I couldn't find the sukoon. So he goes that I got my cloak and I went outside just to have a little walk around. And he says that I saw a man sat with a chador over his head. When I went up close to him, the man lifted his head up and he says, "Oh, Abu Qasim, has the besukuni that you have, you know, this feeling that you have that you're not getting any sukoon, is that why you've come out of the house?" And he says that, "Yes, I've tried everything, but I don't know what's happened." And the person, he asked a question and he goes, "Oh, Abu Qasim, tell me, can an illness turn into medicine? Can it turn into a dawa?" And Abu Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, "Yes, when you do the opposite to your desires, your problems will become a means of shifa for you as well." Yani your problems, whatever the problem is, that problem will become a means of shifa for you as well. And that person, he says that, "Oh, Abu Qasim, I've heard this from many people, but I wanted to hear it from yourself." And he went away from him as well. Now, today, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about following the desires, how bad it is to follow the desires. Now, obviously, some desires are sinful. Some desires are not sinful. So some of the desires, we need to keep ourselves away from them. Now, you have, alhamdulillah, good desires as well. For example, I want to become an alim of deen. I want to become a scholar of deen. I want to become a Hafiz of Quran. I want to study so and so Islamic book. These are good desires. And inshallah, azawajal, by these good desires, you'll get blessings and you'll get benefits as well. Now, what does he mean by following the desires? Jaiz aur najaiz ki parwah kiye baghair nafs ki har khwahish puri karne mein lag jana ittiba-e shahwat kehlata hai. Now, that's what you call desires, shahwat, lust. And that's what we need to keep away from as well. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported in Al-Majma'ul Awsat. And it says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, three things will put you into destruction. Teen cheezein tabah kar juniyan bandein. Three things will put you into destruction. Number one, hirs o tamame gum rehna. Hirs, greedy, always, you know, thinking about more money, always thinking about more wealth, more status. So always having this hirs, this disease. Number two, nafsani khaishat ki pairvi karna, to follow the desires of your nafs, your ego. And number three, bande ka apne aap par fakhr karna, you know, always, you know, thinking of yourself as the best person, you know, you to banda apne aap par fakhr karna, janab, I am worthy of this, I'm worthy of that, you know, and these are the three things that will put you into destruction. And inshallah azza wa jal, once we start to learn about this, and if you look at the lives of the pious people, you'll find that one common thing amongst these pious people is that they used to keep away from all of these three things. You know, if someone gave them respect, it doesn't matter. If someone doesn't give them respect, it doesn't matter. But today what happens, if someone gives me the respect, I'm worthy of this, you know, meta isne qabil. Yeah, if someone doesn't stand up for me, I'll get upset. If someone doesn't kiss my hand, I'll get upset. If someone doesn't do my ta'rif, I'll get upset. Halanke the pious people, they never used to bother about these kind of things. Parwai nahi si. Koi bulaya, na bulaya, ta'rif karay, na karay, they don't even matter. That's the kind of people that we need to be. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions inside the glorious Quran, Suratul Maryam, verse number 59. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ عَدَاعُ السَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. So after them, in their place came those unworthy successors who missed salah and pursued their lusts. So they will therefore soon encounter the jungle of ghay in hell, a dreadful valley in the hell fire. Hazrat Allama Jalaluddin Sayyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he talks about this verse, he commentates on this verse. Hazrat Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that very soon some people will come in my ummah, ahle kitab aur ahle laban halak ho jayenge. Yani, they said then ahle kitab, ya Rasulullah, who are the ahle kitab? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وہ لوگ جو کتاب اس لیے سیکھتے ہیں تاکہ اس کے ذریعے ایمان والوں سے جھگڑا کریں. Yeah, those people, they will be destroyed. Why? Because they learn the knowledge of the Quran so that they can fight amongst people. Nowadays, you see, people, they don't even know how to read the Quran properly. Yeah, and they'll have a debate with the scholars. Those people who spent 7 to 8 years or 10 years or maybe all their life studying Islamic books, you know, and this so-called Google Mufti is going to argue with them. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, halak ho jayenge, they'll be destroyed. The people, they said that, ya Rasulullah, who are the people of Ahle Laban? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, wo log jo shahawat ki pairvi karte hain aur namazun ko zaya karte hain. Those people who follow their desires and they waste their salah. Yani, they don't offer their salah on time. They are the people of Laban. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says again, Suratul Nisa, verse number 27. Allah wants to direct His mercy towards you. And those who chase after their own pleasure, they desired that you be remotely separated from the straight path. Yeah, is ayat mubarakah shan e nuzul. Why was this verse revealed? Ye hai ki yahudo nasara and the majusi, those people who worship the fire, bhai aur behan ki betiyon se nikah halal samajhte the. Yeah, they were thinking or they believed that the nikah between a brother and sister is halal, jabke Allah Taala has made it haram upon the Muslims to do nikah with the brother and the sister. خالہ اور پھپی کی بیٹی سے نکاح جائز سمجھتے ہیں. Just like we believe that to do the nikah with your auntie's daughters, that is jais. Them people, they made it jais for nikah between a brother and a sister. اس پر یہ آیت کریمہ نازل ہوئی. یہ لوگ چاہتے ہیں کہ تم بھی ان کی طرح بدکاری میں پڑ جاؤ. So therefore, these people, what happened? They followed the desires. Even though it was not only for the Muslims, it has always been haram. These people, they changed their Sharia to suit their own needs, to suit their own desires. And because of that, they were doing haram. And Allah Ta'ala mentions them inside the glorious Quran, that these people were committing haram. And that is the reason why these people were being punished by Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, if we see that today as well, But you'll find many people that are trying to, you know, feed this filth to the Muslims as well. Dramas, video films. You see, ma'azallah, you know, a nephew having an affair with his own auntie, a brother having an affair with his own sister, the sister having an affair with her own uncle. This is the filth that we see. But in Islam, we don't believe in that, and we have to keep away from this filth. And it says that, you know, the nafs has, you know, taken over, and then you'll see people talk about these kind of things as well. And what we see on videos and in films, you know, people try to, ma'azallah, imitate them and act upon them in their own life as well. And as Muslims, our religion teaches us that we should be keeping away from these kind of, these are sins, major sins, and we should be keeping away from them as well. Let's act upon our beautiful deen. We have a very beautiful system in place. Let's act upon that as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, Jannat tum se us se bhi ziyada kareeb hai jitna tumhare joote ka tasma joote se kareeb hai aur dozakh bhi isi tarah hai. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, just like your laces are close to your shoes, that is how paradise is close to you. And then that is how hell is close to you as well. And then what happened? Jannat ko takaleef se. Jannat is covered with problems and calamities and hardships. Aur dozakh ko shahwaton aur lazzaton se daap diya gaya. And paradise has been covered with desires. Yeah, with desires. The fire of hell has been covered. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, mentioned to the sahaba ikram, it's up to you which path you take. You either take the path of Jannat or you take the path of Dozakh. You are there, you are a free soul. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has given you the guidance of the Quran. You follow the Quran and you go into the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Or you don't follow the Quran, you follow your desires, whatever your desires say, and you lead to the path of destruction. And so many people that you see, those who don't offer their salah, what are they doing? They're following their desires. Oh, gee, namaz kun, bada mushkil hai, time nahi labna. So what is happening? The shaitan has taken over, is their desires now. The desire, they're following their desires, not the deen. Halanki it's mentioned in the Quran more than 700 times about salah. Kiyani namaz log panne, why are people not offering their salah? It's because they're following their desires. Why are people not fasting in the month of Ramadan? Many young lads, yeah, are take, you know, they were not fasting. Why? What was the reason? The reason was that they were following their desires. Oh, you know, we're modern Muslims. Astaghfirullah. You know, modern Muslims, you know, alhamdulillah, there's only one Muslim. There's nothing as modern Muslim and, you know, all the moderate Muslims and all that. Muslim is a Muslim. There's no second thing to that as well. And it says in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, it's reported in Sunan Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, aqalmand aur samajdar wo hai, the person who is, you know, a clever, yeah, he is that person jo apne nafs ka muhasaba karta hai. He looks at his own nafs, he sits down and he has accounts of his nafs. And then he thinks about the life after death. He is the person, Akalman jisko kehte hain, the clever person. He sits back and he thinks, what have I done? What have I done today? Like Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, who used to have a whip and he used to whip himself. Umar, what have you done today? That is what you call muhasaba. You know, making your nafs feel accountable for what he's done. Or ajiz wo hai. Ajiz, you know, he's powerless. Jisne nafsani khaishat ki pairvi kiya, he's powerless, dabyawa, his hands are tied, his feet are tied. Why? Because his nafs has overtaken him. And his nafs is the one that makes the decision. Halanke, it is your heart that should make the decision. You should think before you do. You know, as they say, you know, like for example, a person when they pick up the phone, they say hello. Hello doesn't mean anything. As-salamu qabl al-kalam. Now it's your choice. You either say hello, you say assalamu alaikum. When you go home, you can say, hi, I'm back home, or you can say, assalamu alaikum. You can be at home when it's time for the azan, you walk towards the masjid, you go towards the masjid. Or the other choice is that you sit at home and you keep watching telly. You're the one that makes the decision. You're going to be responsible for your decision. On the day of judgment, we will never be able to say that, ya Allah, you know, send me back to the world again. Ya Allah, ek wari duniya ch wapas bhejo. You're not going to be sent. Duniya mein wapas nahi aayenge. We're not going to be brought back to the world again. So therefore, instead of following our desires, let's follow our deen. Let's follow our shariat. Let's follow the Quran. Let's follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's look at the pious people, near nek Allah ne bande. See how they lived their lives. They didn't bother having the best car. They never had cars. Even now, alhamdulillah, we see Amiri Ahle Sunnat. He's not bothered which car he goes into. He's not bothered what kind of a house he has. He's not bothered what kind of how much bank balance he has. And then you see, because he doesn't have them desires of the dunya, dunya truti vi janiye unko god. People go on, you know, alhamdulillah, I've never ever seen in my life, I'm not saying that there's no one else, but I've never seen in my life that people follow such a person like Amiri Ahle Sunnat, the way they love him, the way Amiri Ahle Sunnat, alhamdulillah, is loved by the people want to see him, they want to spend time with him. Hazrat Sayyidina Atiyah bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aadami us waqt tak muttaqi parhezgar nahi ho sakta, jab tak najayiz kamu se bachne ke liye jayiz aur mubah kamu ko na chhod de. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karam Allahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, he once did a khutbah in Kufa. He says, O people, I fear that you will have long hopes and following desires. And he says that long hopes, they make you forget the hereafter. And your desires, following them, they will misguide you. And he says, Khabardar, beshak dunya peet pherne wali hai. He says that the dunya, it will turn away from you. Aur yakinan, آخرت آنے والی ہے ان دونوں ہی کے چاہنے والے ہیں پس تم آخرت کے چاہنے والے بنو اور دنیا کے چاہنے والے نہ بنو. He says that be those people who love and desire the آخرت not the دنیا. Do not be amongst them people that desire the hereafter. So alhamdulillah azzawajal, what a beautiful narration that we find from حضرت سیدنا علی کرم اللہ تعالی وجہہ الکریم. Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would see the grave, he would cry so much. And the Sahaba Ikram, they asked him that, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, why is it that when you see the grave, you cry a lot? And Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Mujhe apni tanhai yaad aati hai. When I look at the grave, I remember the loneliness that I will have in the grave. Yeah. And then he says, Qabr mein mere saath logon mein se koi bhi na hoga. No one will be with me in the grave. And then he says, جس کے لیے اس کی دنیا قید خانہ ہے اس کے لیے اس کی قبر جنت ہے. Yeah, if you think as the dunya, as a jail, as a prison, your grave will be a gardens of paradise. And the one who thinks of the dunya as a paradise, then his grave will be jail, as a prison. So آئیے انشاءاللہ عزوجل, let's go towards the beautiful daily reminder for today انشاءاللہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
سیدنا علی المرتضی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, the lion of Allah, has narrated, there are four types of striving. One, enjoining, meaning ordering people to do good. Two, preventing them from evils. Three, telling the truth at the place of patience. Fourth, having enmity for transgressors. The one who enjoining people to do good strengthens the hands of Muslims, whereas one preventing them from evils disgraces the transgressors. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, no doubt, one should only hate the transgression of a transgressor, but this does not mean at all that one is allowed to keep the company of a transgressor. It is stated on page number 172 of the 502-page book, Ghibat Ki Tabakariya, in English, Backbiting, a Cancer in Our Society, published by Maktabatul Madina. It is absolutely essential to avoid bad company, otherwise one's afterlife may be affected. Let me draw your attention to the following dua-i qunut that you recite in Salatul Witr. We say, وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجَرُكُ. Translation, O Allah, we isolate and leave the one who disobeys you. We say that. You may have become aware of its meaning today for the first time. So now keep it in mind and fulfill its promise that you make every day with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while performing the witr salah. Repent of remaining in the company of those who do not offer salah, those who swear, those who backbite, those who have unlawful negative opinions and tell tales and commit various types of other sins. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is upon us to keep ourselves safe from transgressors and transgressions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us attain the rank of being His beloved. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, we've got a guest online, alhamdulillah, with us today. And it is none other than Abdul Hannan Bhai, mashallah, from Birmingham. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Abdul Hannan Bhai, jazakallah khairah. Whenever we call you, you say labbaik. We're talking about following the desires, you know, khaishat ka pairvi karna. What would you like to say?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they overcame their desires was just through this as well. They would continually punish their nafs. And the way they would do it is by not eating, or eating such a little that, it was just enough for them to just do the ibadat. And this is something which we should learn from as well. Any of the viewers out there, they want to know how to control the desires, how will we be able to overcome our desires? It's all related with food. You desire something, either have a little or just say no to it and, just turn away from it. And if you look at the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they desired something, but they said to themselves, no, I'm not going to have this. But there's a very interesting story in relation to this, very short, about a pious person who falls ill, and his murids, they carry him and they take him to this this person who blows on people and they get cured. And he doesn't be a believer. So this person, he blows on people, whoever he blows on, they get cured. So his murids, the Buzug's murids, thought, this person, our sheikh has fainted, he's collapsed. This person will blow on him, he'll get cured. So they took him to him and he blowed on the sheikh, and the sheikh became cured. The sheikh then asked the person, how did you get this ability, this strength? He says, whatever I desire, I do the opposite. For example, if you desired hot tea, you would have water, cold water. If you desired cold water, you'd have hot tea. So you do opposite to what he would desire. And because of that, he was given this ability. And the sheikh asked him, did you ever desire to become a Muslim? He says, no. Then he says, you should do the opposite. He read the kalma and embraced Islam.
Alhamdulillah.
So, but this is just a mindset, alhamdulillah, as well, from the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That really is, desire.
A lot of time we say, we can never be like them, And no doubt we can never ever be like them, but at least we can start to follow their ways, can't we?
Alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, the one who does kill his desires, we know that the tranquility he gets, the beauty of deen he gets in ibadat, I would just say, we were talking about food, but if you just generally say, look, if someone was to, he desired to look at something and he turned his eyes away from it, or even, the desire takes us towards sin. And if the person turns his eyes away, he'll find such a tranquility in his heart, this will just sort of, he won't gain that from anywhere else. And this is what it is, once you kill your desires, you get something else in its place. And that beauty what you'll get in his place will take you near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jazakallah khair. Allah ta'ala bless you. It's always happy to have you with us in the program, inshallah, as well. Take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah Azawajal. Abdul Hannan Bhai from Birmingham, MashaAllah Azawajal. Very beautiful Madani pearls that we heard from him as well. And I just want to read one verse of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions inside the glorious Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. And as for the one who feared standing in the majestic court of his Lord and restricted his soul from illicit desire, so indeed only paradise is his abode. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, here Allah Ta'ala, He says that those people who feared Allah Azza wa Jal, standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, one day we shall be standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. Just imagine standing in a courtroom where the judge is going to make a decision. People start to fear, oh my God, is he going to give me a fine? Am I going to go locked up or something? That's the worst that they can do, lock you up. Yeah. But on the day of judgment, the worst that can happen is that you're going to be thrown into the fire of hell. And you can never ever, sometimes people say, oh, takiya jasi jannati ma'azallah. We never ever should say these kind of words. We will never be, you can't even think about the punishment that people, the unbelievers will receive in the fire of hell. So always ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Let's go today for the daily hadith, and inshallah we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about this topic inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Three blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in others. You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the perfect example for us. He is a role model for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality of the best character. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality whom Muslims look up to. His eating, his teaching, his drinking, his sitting, his standing, each and everything is actually an example for us. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived a life and set it as an example for us to follow. So looking at the advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, three great advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in people, that what sort of a discouraged act it is. Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who discloses the faults of a Muslim in this world, the person who lets out the secrets, the person who reveals out the hidden faults of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal that person's faults up to this extent that that person will be humiliated in his own home. Allahu Akbar. Another narration about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall remove a difficulty from him. And the person who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall conceal that person's faults. Allahu Akbar. Help a person, Allah will help you. Remove a difficulty, Allah will remove your difficulties, inshallah. In fact, another wonderful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who conceals and hides the faults of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him entry into paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. It may sometimes be hard upon our inner self, that if we have found a fault in someone, we can't, you know, just relax and, you know, sit down. We want to let it out to someone. You know what happened? You know this happened? You know that happened? No. If we just make sabr, what have we got to lose? We just have to lose a bit on the aspect of temporary fun. But what do we get in return? We attain Jannah in return. We attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah shall hide our faults. We are, you know, sinners. Imagine if our faults are disclosed on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall hide our faults. We make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, you know, among those people who have respect on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shade of his throne on the day of judgment. These few sacrifices in this life shall turn out to be of great means for us on the day of judgment.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. If you just joined us, then Alhamdulillah, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. Here, sometimes you look at someone with a good mobile phone, with a good iPad, with a good laptop, good car, and you think, I should be having that as well. And then what happens is, you know, whatever you see, you know, and then you've got one thing in your mind, I'm not going to sit down and rest until I've got the same as well. You know, marikul osi ta miki aram asi varna miki chain ni achna aram ni achna. And then what will happen? Here, that person, you know, if you've got this, yeah, then what the person, obviously, if you don't have enough money, what are you going to do? Ma'azallah, some people will go to the extent of doing fraud. Some people will go to the extent of stealing. Some people will go to the extent of making, you know, bad assumptions about that person. You know, you see a good car driving past and you say, oh my God, what a beautiful car. Yeah, drug money, I know him. Yes, either I fraud, ma'azallah. It's not that they're doing fraud, it's you're jealous, that's what it is. Yeah, so if you got this problem, it's a problem. You know, you might not think that it's a disease, but it's a disease. Why? Because why are you looking at other people? Are you not happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given you? Well, Allah Ta'ala par razi kaun ho ki Allah Ta'ala tumko itna kuch deta. Without asking, He's given you iman. The biggest gift that Allah Ta'ala has given you, iman, without asking. And we're still thinking, mare ko le mobile ki nahi. Why do I not have this? Why do I not have that? You have something better maybe than that person. Yeah, if you look at a blind person, he doesn't have eyes. Yeah, you have eyes, Allah gave you free. You can't even repay for one eye that Allah Ta'ala has given you. Ek akh Allah Ta'ala ne asa na chukai sakne. The mobile ni changa laba qiyamat hai jaisi. And then we start to say, ma'azallah, I'm always like this. I never get anything. All this. We start to complain. And these complaints are destroying our iman. Okay, if you have a good car, then what? Hana, if you're driving a little mini, a little mini car, and choti gadi hai, and you see this guy driving a big, mashallah, big car, yeah, badi gadi hai, yeah. So, tu sam badi chala, so the fark kya ho, see? He's going to get to the same destination, so are you. What's the difference? But that desire is there, isn't it? And that desire is burning you from inside. And it's going to get to such an extent that you may, you know, start to, you know, like they said, long hopes destroy your thinking of the hereafter. Yeah, we all desire this massive house. Oh, if you don't have a massive house, fir kya see? What's going to happen? Your status is going to fall. If you don't have a better car, what's going to happen? Yeah, are people not going to talk to you? Are people not going to give you salam? If that is the reason why they're not giving you salam, I don't think you need friends like that. I don't think you need people like that. You know, so be happy, be content with what Allah Ta'ala has given you. We've got a Quranic wonder story as well to listen to today. Let's listen to this beautiful Quranic wonder story. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
What is Maqam Ibrahim? Maqam Ibrahim is a holy stone that is present a few yards away from the Holy Kaaba. It is the same stone that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would step upon to complete the construction of the walls of the Holy Kaaba when the walls became higher than his blessed head. It's a miracle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that the stone became as soft as wax, and the blessed footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam became engraved in it. By virtue of the imprints of the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal has dignified and blessed this stone to such an extent that He Azza wa Jal has mentioned its significance twice in the Holy Quran. In one of the Quranic verses, it is mentioned, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Part 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse 97. Meaning, in the Holy Kaaba, there are many open heavenly signs, and one of the major signs is Maqam Ibrahim. At another place in the Holy Quran, in part 1, Surah Baqarah, verse 125, Allah Azza wa Jal has described the dignity of this stone. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى And make Maqam Ibrahim, the standing place of Ibrahim alayhi salam, a station for salah. The blessed footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam are present on this heavenly stone since the last 4,000 years. This stone is undoubtedly a heavenly sign amongst these several other clear signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded all the Muslims to perform 2 rakaat salah near this stone after they've completed tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. It's as if Allah Ta'ala is telling us, although you people may offer salah for me and prostrate for me, but it is my pleasure that at the time of prostration, your foreheads touch the ground near this sacred stone that holds the blessed footprints of my beloved Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what do we learn? From the dignity and reverence awarded to Maqam Ibrahim, we learn that any place which preserves any monument of the chosen people of Allah is very sacred and honorable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, the worship performed near such sacred places is more virtuous in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Maqam Ibrahim is so sacred and reverential due to its contextual attachment with the footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then imagine how reverential would be the holy grave of the best of all prophets, the leader of all prophets, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there are not only signs and marks of the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his whole blessed body is present there. By the virtue of his blessed presence, each and every particle of Medina has become reverential. O Muslims, if only these ayahs of the Holy Quran invoke a true reverence of the blessed grave in the hearts of people. May these verses of the Quran prevent us from falling victim to satanic temptations and going astray by disrespecting and practicing offensive conducts towards the blessed grave. And may these verses prevent the severe torment of hellfire for us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, as well, a very beautiful story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and his conversation with Namrud. Now, Namrud was at the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, we're talking about today, and I've only got a few minutes left as well. We're talking about following the desires. Now, one other desire that people have is, waste buying the latest technology. You don't need it, but yes, you're still buying it. You know, the latest laptop. And I know people buying laptops for £3,000, £4,000. And because they have no overheads, they might be young, they might be earning some good money in their, early age. And because of that, what happens is they'll buy the fuzool kharchini adat hai. You want to keep spending. I can't keep money with me. I've got to spend here, I've got to spend there. Same with women, fazool kharchi, with clothes, with shoes, with other makeup items or other things as well. They've got this habit, they need to spend that money. Then that is also something bad. And remember, never ever think to yourself, it's my money, maare paise, main jo kuch bhi kar raha. No, it's not your money. Allah Ta'ala has given you that money as a trust to you. Yeah, you need to make sure that one of the questions that will be asked on the day of judgment will be, how did you earn your money and where did you spend it? So it's not your money and I can spend it wherever I want. No, you're going to be asked about it. How did you earn that money? And where did you spend that money? And if you have no answer, then you'll be punished. What is the ilaj for that as well? And so many people, they spend a lot of money. And because they want that, I've got a credit card. It's all right. I can pay minimum £5 a month. Yeah, there's 39% interest that's going to come on top of that as well. So who's going to pay that? And is that, acceptable with Shariah? No, it's not, because you don't need it. And you're spending that money, you're putting yourself into bother, you're putting yourself into trouble. And here the ilaj is that iska ilaj ye hai ki banda maal kharch karte ho apni zarurat ke pesh nazar rakhe. Do you need a mobile phone? Buy it. Do you need an iPad? Buy it. Do you need a laptop? Buy it. Do you need a laptop for £3,000? No, I don't. Don't buy it. Why? Because that money could have been spent elsewhere. Whilst you are worried about having the latest laptop, if you need an expensive laptop, that's the one that is good for your job, then that is different. But if you are buying something really expensive and you don't need it for that expense, that money could be spent elsewhere. Spend it in your local masjid, spend it, give it to Dawat-e-Islami. We need thousands and millions of pounds every year to run Dawat-e-Islami. So all these kind of things, think to yourself. Never ever let the shaitan whisper this in your mind, that it's my money, I can do whatever I want. You'll be asked about this on the day of judgment as well. Even at home as well, do you need to have this light on? Turn it off. Again, global warming, we're all worried about that as well. Things are changing. Your carbon footprint, try to reduce that as much as you can. Don't let the lights be on all night. Don't make the heater stay on all night. Yeah, other things as well. Why would they be there for no reason? So if you're not using something, turn it off. Yeah, you're the one who pays the bill, but you're the one who's going to be asked by Allah on the day of judgment as well. So let's all make the intentions. Without having long hopes and desires, let's follow the Shariat. I know it's not going to be an overnight thing as well, but slowly but surely, inshallah, once you become a namazi, a habitual of reading the Quran, these things will become easier as well, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all. May Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the true understanding to understand our beautiful deen. Take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end. And the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will